Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, son of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Life can be full of unexpected twists and turns. Sometimes we may feel like we're on the right path, only to encounter an obstacle that throws us off course. Other times, we may feel stuck or unsure of what to do next, wondering if we're truly living up to our full potential. But no matter where we find ourselves today, we can take comfort in knowing that we serve a God who is greater than our fears and doubts. He has a plan for our lives, and He is faithful to guide us every step of the way. In this message, we will explore how we can move forward with faith and confidence in any circumstance, trusting in God's goodness and love. Today, the topic is, Move Forward. And our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 to 14.
Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 to 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Verse 14. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
There was a man named Dan who had lost his job and felt like his life was at a standstill. He had sent out countless job applications and attended many interviews but had yet to receive a single offer. He felt stuck and didn't know what to do. One day, as Dan was coming from an interview, he became frustrated as he was told he failed. What is next after this? Dan asked himself. I will kill myself, I'm going to commit suicide, Dan muttered silently. On his way home, as he was buried in the thought sitting down in a bus, Dan lifted up his head and cited a sticker with a quote. Don't let your past dictate who you are, but let it be a lesson that strengthens the person you will become. Move forward. These words struck deep into his mind and it changed his outlook forever. With his newfound motivation, Dan decided to keep moving forward and not give up. And 2 weeks after, Dan received a phone call to resume work in one of the companies that have rejected him. Dan's story is a lesson and motivation for us today never to get stuck in the past or in the present obstacle. We must not give up, but we must always move forward after every defeat or obstacle we face. In the Bible, there are many verses that speak about the importance of moving forward. One of these is the word of Apostle Paul where we took our Bible text in Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 to 14, which says, Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. This verse reminds us that we should not dwell on the past but focus on the future and the prize that awaits us. Another great verse is Isaiah chapter 43 verses 18 to 19, which says, Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. This verse is a powerful reminder that God is always doing something new in our lives, even when we feel like we're stuck in a rut. So today, let us take inspiration from Dan's story and these Bible verses to keep moving forward. No matter what obstacles we may face. Let us trust that God is always working in our lives and has a plan for our future. As we strive towards our goals, let us remember the words of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let us move forward with confidence, knowing that with God on our side, anything is possible. Sometimes when we feel stuck or unsure of what to do next, it can be easy to give in to fear and doubt. We may feel like our situation is hopeless, and we may be tempted to give up on our dreams altogether. But the Bible teaches us that with God's help, we can overcome any obstacle that comes our way. One of the most inspiring stories of perseverance in the Bible is the story of Joseph. Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery, and he was taken to Egypt, where he faced many trials and tribulations. But even in the midst of his darkest moments, Joseph never gave up hope. He remained faithful to God and trusted that God had a plan for his life. And in the end, God used Joseph's trials to bring about a great victory. Joseph became a powerful ruler in Egypt, and he was able to save his family from starvation during a famine. Like Joseph, we too can trust that God has a plan for our lives, even when things seem difficult or uncertain. We can have faith that God is working all things together for our good, as Romans chapter 8 verse 28 tells us. So let us take heart and move forward with confidence, knowing that we serve a God who is faithful and who will never leave us or forsake us. As we go about our day today, let us remember the words of Psalm chapter 37 verses 23-24, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." Let us trust that God is guiding our steps and holding us up, even when we feel like we're stumbling or unsure of where to go next. So let us keep moving forward, even when the road ahead seems difficult or uncertain. Let us trust in God's goodness and faithfulness, and let us never give up on the dreams and goals that God has placed in our hearts. With God's help, we can overcome any obstacle and achieve great things. As you go today, take a moment to reflect on your own life. Are there areas where you feel stuck or unsure of what to do next? Are there goals or dreams that you've been hesitant to pursue? Whatever the case may be, remember that we serve a God who is greater than our fears and doubts. Trust in God's plan for your life and take practical steps towards your goals. So today, take positive action towards moving forward. Whether it's taking a small step towards a long-term goal or making a big decision to pursue a new opportunity, step out in faith and trust that God will guide you every step of the way. Also, make a conscious effort to surround yourselves with positive influences and seek out wise counsel from those you trust. And commit to trusting in God's goodness and faithfulness, even when things seem uncertain or difficult. And I pray that the favor of God will speak for you in all you do. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come to you today with grateful hearts, thanking you for your faithfulness and love towards us. As we reflect on the message of this devotional, we ask that you would help us to trust in your plan for our lives and to take positive action towards our goals. We pray that you would guide us every step of the way, giving us the wisdom and strength we need to overcome any obstacle that comes our way. May we be filled with hope and courage as we move forward in faith, knowing that you are with us always. Guide and bless us this day in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 17 and chapter 18. And for the evening, Luke chapter 15 verses 1-10. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.